What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
8:45, quarter till 9, we continue to spend the week reflecting on Katrina on this 20th anniversary. Barry Keim joins us, LSU health climatologist, to talk what it was like to be the state climatologist during Katrina and how hurricane forecasting has changed since then. He's our friend. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Good to be with you.
You know, I was saying before you came on that, okay, you want to be a meteorologist. All right, you got it. Here we go, hurricane out in the Gulf. Is it coming here or not? Do we evacuate or not? Do I close my business or not? What do we do? Up to you. But God forbid you're wrong, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. We get basically all of the blame and very little of the credit. I mean, I say that partly kidding, but nevertheless.
No, I think it's right. I don't think anybody ever remembers when you get the forecast right. But God forbid you get it wrong. Look out. Those guys, we're 50% wrong. Let's talk about Katrina. You take me back to you're the state climatologist. Friday, you're watching this thing. That's when I think it first made a turn or maybe seemed like it was heading this way.
Well, yes. So I was teaching class on Thursday. I remember telling my students, you know, Tuesday, Thursday class. It's like, yeah, this storm, it's going to hit Florida. It's Florida's problem. It's going to hit the panhandle. Mm-hmm. I'll see y'all next week. Well, needless to say, that didn't happen exactly. So what basically happened, though, is the Hurricane Center did have the storm crossing over Florida and making a landfall up in the panhandle of Florida, and we really thought we were going to be okay. That forecast kind of held going into Friday. As the day went on Friday, the track kept kind of shifting a little bit further to the west. And it wasn't until Friday night at the 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 p.m. advisory, did they put the track coming right over, Plaquemines and St. Bernard Parish and crushing New Orleans and the Mississippi coast.
What changed, Barry, climate-wise or from a meteorological standpoint, what changed that shifted the hurricane over?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously when they're doing those forecasts, they're running all sorts of models. There's millions, even billions of equations in these models with all these systems kind of interacting with each other. And I mean, you know, we're talking about a very small shift, really. I mean, from the Florida panhandle to New Orleans, I know it's a big shift in terms of the impacts, but in terms of the modeling, I mean, that's a relatively small shift. And so the dynamics were such that the storm just got shoved a little further westward and all hell broke loose, obviously. So,
And to be clear, Katrina crossed southern Plaquemines and then hit Mississippi, but missed the city. It was the levee failures that did the city in, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the storm actually made landfall at Burris. Mm-hmm. It crossed over kind of the central part of St. Bernard Parish, you know, crossed over Lake Bourne, and then made landfall pretty much right near the Pearl River, between Louisiana and Mississippi. But keep in mind, the right-hand side of the storm is where the biggest surge comes in, where the highest winds are. We were, believe it or not, on the weak side of the storm. Thank goodness. Otherwise, it would have been a whole lot worse here. But, Mississippi had that 28-foot storm surge on the coastline. So, and that's the biggest surge we have on record in the Gulf of Mexico anywhere.
Was Katrina the biggest? Somebody told me the other day that it was so big it wouldn't even fit on a TV screen. And that's when they knew it was time to evacuate. Was Katrina the biggest storm ever? Hurricane?
No. That title probably belongs, and I'm blanking on the storm here, the one that hit up on the East Coast. It was only a Category
Sandy?
1. Sandy, yes, okay. Exactly. Sandy was enormous in terms of its spatial dimensions. Katrina wasn't small by any stretch, but give you some idea, the eye of Hurricane Katrina was about the size of Lake Pontchartrain, like 40 miles across. Mm-hmm. So it had a very large, very incredibly well-defined eye, because it really was kind of a perfect storm. And I can give you a little history of it. The storm formed over the Bahamas.
You're reading ahead, Barry. That was my next question. Go ahead.
It formed over the Bahamas, took a very, very slow track over Florida. It was only a Category 1, but the fact that it was moving so slow, and the extended exposure, it caused a lot of damage in South Florida for a Category 1 hurricane. But then once it entered the Gulf of Mexico, it got out over something we call the loop current. The loop current is some incredibly warm water that comes in from the Caribbean, and it's loaded with energy, and it passed over that loop current and got over that all that energy and just exploded in intensity all the way up to a Category 5. At one point, it had winds between 170 and 175 mile an hour sustained, and the gusts are usually about 30% greater than that. So we had gusts well over 200 miles an hour.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
In that storm at that time, and 18 hours before landfall, it was still a Category 5, but the water started to cool off as it got a little closer to the coast. Again, making landfall, on that early Sunday morning, it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, came in at Buras, but it was only a Category 3, and I say only, still a major hurricane, but it was still packing a Category 5 storm surge that it had built up earlier in the Gulf, and that's what slammed into Mississippi, and then also got pushed into Lake Pontchartrain and then onto New Orleans.
It's funny how memories fade after 20 years. I thought it started as a wave off of Africa, and it did not. 8:51, we'll pick it up, Barry, when we come back, talk about how forecasting has changed since then. It's 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Barry Keim, who was a Louisiana State climatologist when Katrina hit back in 2004. And I'm looking at a timeline here on 8:26 would have been the Friday. That's when I first noticed it kind of heading toward the west. And I called a sales guy in at about 3 in the afternoon and said, Friday afternoon, you might want to look at this because it doesn't seem to be going like they said it was going to go. Anyway, we know the rest is history. Barry, how has forecasting changed? Somebody texted in about Nash and his black marker. And look, I met Nash Roberts one time. He was an extremely nice man, a gentleman extraordinaire. But tell me how forecasting has changed since the days of Nash and his black marker to Katrina to now.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Nash. Yeah, he was an interesting character, certainly much beloved across New Orleans. But forecasting has come a long way since then. Back then, a lot of it was kind of off the seat of your pants. Mm-hmm. Now we have faster, more powerful computing. That really drives all of it. And you know, we have these models now that simulate the storm structure, the inner core dynamics, simulating the eye. And we also have, we have the hurricane hunting planes, and we also have hurricane hunting drones that we didn't even have during Katrina. And they do ensemble forecasting where, it used to be they would just do one run on a computer. Now they do many, many runs with very, very slight variations in the initial conditions because it's hard to get those initial conditions exactly right. And the improvements have been dramatic just since Katrina's time, so 20 years, the two-day forecast, the error rate used to be about 300 miles, about 120 on the two-day forecast. It was about 120 miles. Now it's more like 60. So we pretty much cut that in half. And then the five-day forecast errors were about 300 miles. Now they're about 150. So that's a pretty big deal. And eventually, the hope is that we don't have a cone of error anymore. No more cone of uncertainty. It's just a straight line, and we know exactly where that storm's going to go. We're not there yet, but that cone is getting narrower and narrower. So, improvements have been happening, and hopefully we'll keep that going.
AI is all about crunching numbers and scenarios rapidly. Is that playing a part in this?
Oh, absolutely. AI is playing a huge role in all of this. And I do think this could take us very far and get us a little closer to that straight line rather than a cone of uncertainty.
Awesome. Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it. What was it like for you? Real quick, we got 20 seconds left. Just tell me, were you surprised by the path of Katrina or not?
Say that again?
Were you surprised by it?
Oh, by the storm? Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the storm we had talked about for decades, and to have it actually happen is just amazing.
Thank you, Barry.
I'll just end with a go Chalmette Owls.
All right, there you go. All right, go Shaw Eagles. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about the LSU Tigers here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.